any other nominations for that position? Hearing none, we'll take a vote then. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. Congratulations, Pam. We now need to go to the second member of the executive committee. It might be helpful to have a...
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, Ken.
I'd like to nominate Ed McMillan. Certainly been a good friend of the student trustees. I think I speak for all three of us. Ed is certainly a champion for students on the board, and I'd be pleased to nominate Trustee McMillan.
Excellent.
Second.
Okay. Are there any other nominations for that second position? Okay. Hearing none, we'll proceed to a vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Any opposed? No. Congratulations, Ed. And then I think we need to move into university officers, which would be the secretary, the controller, and the university council. It would be helpful to have a nomination for... Do we do these individually? I think we could do them as a group.
I would nominate that the current officers be reelected for another term. They're all outstanding contributors to the work of the university.
Okay. A second.
And does that include you then?
I don't know. Michelle just retired, guys.
So I should amend it?
I think you're correct. Yeah, till the 31st.
Till the 31st.
And then Dr.
And then upon
Keyes.
The retirement of Dr. Thompson, I nominate Dr. Susan Keyes as the secretary of the board.
Second.
Are there any other nominations for those positions? Okay. So hearing none, we'll take a vote. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Congratulations to all of you. And then we need a... delegate certain signatures. And maybe I'd ask for a motion to do that. So we need a motion basically for the same individuals to act as signatories. Me and the secretary till the 31st, and then Dr. Keyes after that.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Well, I'd say that's the most challenging part of the business, so I appreciate everybody's forbearance.
It's a tough fight, but we all won.
Thank you. Okay, so should we go into the regular order of business here? Which I think begins, Ed, with a report from your committee.
Okay. The Audit, Budget, Finance, and Facilities Committee met on January 9th. Trustees in attendance were McMillan, Oliver, Montgomery in the meeting, and also Trustee Strobel and Pinkin participating by telephone. The minutes of the meeting of November 21st, 2011 were approved without corrections or additions. There were five presentations made to the committee for consideration. First of all, Dr. Richard Dye gave a quarterly update on the state of Illinois economy and the budget, focusing on unemployment, the fiscal balance deficit, and also the rating agency actions. And I understand Dr. Merriman will be making a presentation about that today for the full board. Vice President Knorr made a presentation on student fees and room and board rates for fiscal year 2013, and those are being put forward for the board's consideration. Heather Haberacker and Mike Bass presented the proposed supplier diversity mission statement and timeline for consideration of the board, including Trustee Montgomery suggested certain edits that would have been incorporated into that proposed resolution. Heather also made a presentation on the library purchase recommendations for the Urbana-Champaign campus. And Mike Bass reported on three capital items to be considered by the board today in our vote.